songwriter Jen Foster is here to talk about her new project, the White Room Sessions, and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Jen.
Charlotte, how have you been?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing well. I've been all over the place in the last 3 weeks, and so I'm finally getting back to Nashville, and it's kind of good to be home with my dogs. But what an exciting few weeks. I was just in San Francisco riding in the Pride Parade, and that was something else to be riding down the streets of San Francisco and seeing all those people. I mean, I'm not kidding you. It felt like there was a million people out by the time we went a few blocks. It was just wall-to-wall people, excited, supporting, holding up signs, and I really feel great that I was there, able to be there for that.
Tell us about your new project.
The new project's called the White Room Sessions. It's basically the culmination of 5 years of work in Los Angeles. I've been going out there for a while, just writing and recording with my friend Rich Jacks and some other songwriters that I've met out there, and it's just been a while since I put out a collection of work, and so I'm really excited to finally get all this out there. It's going to be a double record, Charlotte, which is kind of crazy. I've got like 21 songs I think we're releasing, so yeah, a lot going on over here.
You know, it's difficult to put out new music these days, especially with the way the music industry is, and most people are doing, you know, crowdfunding campaigns, and I understand you have one of those with Pledge Music. Can you tell us about that?
There are various ways to release music these days with Kickstarter, and Pledge is just one that I chose on the recommendation of my producer, Rich Jacks. He's doing a Pledge campaign, too, and I just think it's a great way to get the music out there, let people pre-order the record, and then they can get all these exclusives, too, in the process.
Tell us about what was the inspiration for the music.
Yeah, there was so much inspiration for this music. It's so varied. There's so many songs on this record. We're going to put out I Didn't Just Kiss Her is a song that, you know, is a big fan favorite. And that's going to be on there. There's a couple of versions of that. Venice Beach, which was the theme of Venice the series, is also going to be on it. This Is Me. So there's a lot of songs that I've already released, but there's also a ton of new stuff. Honestly, I had a muse, sort of the girl that I would call the love of my life, and she inspired almost every love song on the record.
What was your reaction to the Supreme Court marriage equality ruling?
Elation. June 26th was a great day. I actually woke up in my hometown of Houston, Texas, and I was visiting my dad, so it was really special to be, you know, in the city where I was born and to be with my dad. It's clearly come a long way since 1986. We went through a lot back then when I came out, and so it just felt like full circle, you know? I mean, everything's great with him, and there's been a lot of acceptance on the part of him and my family, so it just felt really good to be there when I got that news.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
Well, you know, I think that clearly the ruling on gay marriage this past month was epic in the sense that now there's this undeniable momentum, and I think we're going to start seeing the dominoes fall faster than they ever have before. But, you know, having said this, we definitely need more explicit protections in federal law that prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. You know, for example, I mean, just the other day, the House of Representatives shot down an amendment that would require school districts receiving federal funding specifically adopt codes of conduct that prohibit bullying, and including on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. And we know that LGBT students are subject to all kinds of discrimination. And, you know, we also know this leads to high rates of dropping out and health problems and academic issues and, of course, you know, sometimes even suicide.
Well, it's interesting that you brought that up, you know, being that LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
This may be easier said than done in some cases, but I think you should try to surround yourself with good, solid people who will support you. And I think if bullying starts to happen, you need to stay calm and composed in that moment and step away and try to find someone who can help you, whether it's a parent or a trusted teacher or someone in a power position who will support you. You know, when I was in high school, it was the 80s, which was a difficult environment to be openly gay. I didn't even think I knew the word gay. And on top of that, I was a Catholic school. In many ways, the cards were stacked against me in terms of being accepted and embraced. But I think my personality helped me, actually, because I was pretty confident confident. And, you know, I think it can be harder for quieter people who may be perceived as weak, even though they shouldn't be. I think, you know, sadly, people can tend to prey on people that they perceive are weak. And, you know, back in the day, I did have some encouragement. I had some close friends who were super supportive. So, you know, I would just say to people out there struggling with it, you know, hang in there, stay positive. It will get better.
How can people get information about your White Room Sessions Pledge Music campaign?
I'm so glad you asked, Charlotte. They can go to pledgemusic.com/projects/Jen Foster. And they will see a video that I made sort of explaining the Pledge campaign and how it works. And they can join up, and there's several packages they can choose from. You know, you can buy more than one. But, you know, the gist of it is that it involves pre-ordering the record and a few other items that we have available. And like I said, you know, we're going to be offering a bunch of stuff that they can only get through Pledge. So I really appreciate people joining and supporting.
What other projects are you working on?
You know, everything right now is sort of revolving around the Pledge campaign, but that encompasses a lot. We're working on booking shows, so, you know, I'm practicing songs, I'm getting rehearsed to go out on tour again, and right now just sort of trying to stay on top of the social media that's involved with the Pledge campaign. So that involves, you know, tweeting and all that stuff, so it's kind of what's going on.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Actually, there is a question I love when people ask. It's really endearing to me when people say, hey, how can I best support your music? You know, like when they're really thinking about that. Because as an independent artist, it's definitely challenging these days to make a living. And so, you know, I typically like to let people know that going to the website and buying directly, really from any artist, if you can do that, is the best way to support. But, you know, right now what we're doing with the Pledge campaign, we're really directing all of it through the Pledge campaign.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra, to get you through difficult times?
I love quotes, and I have, if anybody cares to look, I have a Pinterest page, which has a ton of quotes that I love. But, you know, if I was going to say one that gets me personally through stuff, it's an old Zen proverb that just says, let go or be dragged. And I have to remember that because I'm such a control freak. That attitude that you can make anything happen if you just go for it and take an action. And as I'm getting a little bit older, I'm definitely seeing that letting go is a huge, huge help to me. And I always need to remind myself that I can only do the next right thing. And from there, a lot of things aren't in my control anymore. So that would be my personal one, but I'd love to leave you with probably my favorite quote on a more general level, which is from Albert Einstein. And it's basically, strive not to be a success, but rather to be a value. And that's something I like to remember because we're such a success-driven society. And, you know, I always sort of felt that pressure growing up with my parents. But it's definitely more about being a value. You know, what can I do to contribute to society? What can I do to make the world a better place?